Coastal Adrenaline is a tour company in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which offers a unique all-terrain vehicle ATV tour package to locals and visitors alike. It's the first and only tourism product of its kind in the country. CEO, Managing Director of Coastal Adrenaline, Gerald Huggins Jackson, said they have been in operation for more than a year and a half, and this week they will be expanding their fleet of ATV services to include more vehicles to coincide with the 45th anniversary of national independence.
Coastal Adrenaline is an ATV company, an all-terrain vehicle company, and we are located in Brighton in St. Vincent. We opened about a year and a half ago to provide an adrenaline-packed experience to our customers, and to date, the experience has been welcome and it's been a hit. One of our main features here at Coastal Adrenaline is to boost our tourism product, our offer towards visitors to our island, and that's what we're currently doing, and we're looking to expand. Currently, we are undergoing a fleet expansion due to the popular demand, and our new fleet of ATVs will be here on Wednesday. That would take our current fleet up to 13 ATVs with plans for an additional 10 in the near future.
Huggins Jackson said they will be hosting a special independent store activity. He said as they continue to look at ways to boost the services they offer and the nation's tourism product, they are also exploring the possibility of establishing the nation's first zipline service.
Yeah, it comes around our independence celebration, and to mark the expansion, we will be hosting independence ride line where you go out onto the ATV, get back to ATV base, and when you get back to base, there will be food, entertainment, and just a camaraderie of celebrating on Independence Day on the 27th, and also celebrating the expansion of Coastal Adrenaline. We are committed to providing our customers with what they're looking for, and from our research and feedback, customers have been asking for more.
CEO, Managing Director of Coastal Adrenaline, Gerald Huggins Jackson. Meanwhile, Jamaican LaShawn Clark, who is based in the United Kingdom and operates the company High Extreme Adventure Tourists, which has set up zip lines throughout the Caribbean, said St. Vincent and the Grenadines has amazing terrain for zip lines, and they have been looking at a number of locations where this service can be established for Coastal Adrenaline. He said this work is still in the preliminary stages, and they expect to have more details on the establishment of the zipline by early 2025.
It's indeed a great opportunity to be given the privilege to come into a country that's got nothing like the ziplines and stuff. And the feeling of bringing something new and the reception that I'm getting while I've been here for the past week or so, it's just a really, really good feeling. The ziplines are widely spread around the Caribbean. I'm originally from Jamaica, and I would have done loads of that in Jamaica. I've done it in Bahamas. One of the good things that it does, it really boosts the tourism economy. And I realize that you guys are on path to sort of increase your tourism flow and building that brand as well, that tourism brand. So the zipline is a really good addition, and I'm sure you guys are going to love that. You guys have got really good terrains and stuff for it. But for the past week, I've been here scouting and just looking around to find the sites. The thing is, you guys got so much to offer that now it's going to be a debate on what sites we're going to choose. So at the moment, we're just at the debating phase and selecting a site to use. However, we are looking to sort of roll this out early next year.
Jamaican LaShawn Clark, who is based in the United Kingdom and operates the company High Extreme Adventure Tourists. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.